الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said: وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that truly and verily and surely we will test you بشيء من الخوف with these things, fear and hunger, jū wa naqṣin min al-amwāl, and with loss in your wealth, wal anfus wa thamarat, and loss in yourself, meaning health and so on, and thamarat, which is family. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa bashshiri sabirin, bashara and glad tidings and good news for those who have sabr. And Allah described those who have sabr. And Allah said, who are these? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. These are the people who, when the musibah, when the calamity, when the tragedy, when the bereavement, when the loss, when they experience that, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say that this, we are from Allah, and to Allah is our return. Nothing belongs to us. We do not belong to ourselves. Our parents don't belong to us. Our children don't belong to us. Our spouses don't belong to us. We all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to Allah is our return. قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Allah said, and on these people, on who? On those who deal with tragedy and loss in this way, by saying Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Allah said, Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his salam on those people. Salawatum min rabbihim. Allah sends salam on the people who have sabr in the face of tragedy. Salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah. And Allah sends his rahmah on those people. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And Allah is giving them a certificate. And Allah is saying, verily, these are the people who are rightly guided. So there is a test, and there is a result of this test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the test. He told us about the criterion of passing the test, and he told us about the result of this test. In a hadith in Bukhari, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and this is a hadith of Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have nothing other than Jannah. I have nothing other than Jannah to give to my slave who I take away somebody who is loved, who he loves. I take away that person. And this can be anyone. It can be a relative, it can be a friend. Somebody who he loves, when I take away that person, and this person, the one who is left behind, has sabr, does not complain, Allah said, I have nothing to give him except Jannah. The passing away of a mu'min, a passing away and the death of a believer, is a time of rejoicing, is a time of happiness. There is bereavement and there is the sense of loss and sadness because somebody we loved passed away. There is a sense of loss, there is a pain of parting, that is natural, that is tabai, that has to happen. Somebody came and informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the death of his son. And there were tears in the eyes of Rasulullah, and he wept, and tears, you know, flowed down his face. One of the people who was sitting there, He said, Ya Rasulullah, you are crying. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. He said, I have so many children, I never cried. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that is a sign of the hardness of the heart. The fact that tears are flowing is a sign of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to have pain, to feel pain is natural. But to have sabr and not to complain about this. And the person does not complain because the person knows that this is inevitable, this has to happen. We came from Allah and to Allah is our return. And when we do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have seen the word of the hadith, I have nothing except this. Meaning that, inshallah, al-musta'an, Jannah is yaqeenan for the people who have sabr when they lose a loved one. As I said before, I'm saying this all because this morning we got this news of the passing away of our very, very dear brother and friend, Taqi Haider Sahib, in Kuwait. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise his darajat. May Allah give him firdausul a'la bi ghayri hisab. And may Allah give sabr to Zulfi and to his mother and to his brother and sister. I ask all those who listen to this reminder to make special dua for him, inshallah. The reason I'm saying that is because as soon as I got this news, I asked myself, I said, how many reminders do we need? How many reminders do we need? There is a story about this man who made a deal with Malakul Maut. And he said to Malakul Maut that, I know I have to die, but since you are my friend, I request you give me a warning. Don't suddenly come and take my life. Give me a warning, tell me beforehand. So Malakul Maut agreed. And then Malakul Maut one day came and said, time to go. The man said, what is this? You promised me that you will give me a warning, but you never told me anything. Now you suddenly here. Malakul Maut said, no, we gave you plenty of warnings. Not one, many warnings. He said, what is a warning? He said, every white hair in your head and your beard is a warning. He said, every illness and sickness is a warning. He said, every accident is a warning. Every death, every janaza you attended of somebody else is a warning. He said, you didn't have one, you had many warnings. And the question I ask myself is, how many warnings do I need? How many times have we attended the janaz of our near and dear ones? And how many times, it doesn't have to be a janaza of somebody who is near and dear to you. Anybody's death is a warning for us that one day, my time will come and somebody else will be saying what I am saying today about me. This day has to come. There is no doubt about this. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, if we die with Iman, as Alhamdulillah and Inshallah, Taqi Bhai passed away with Iman, I have seen the changes in his life, Wallah. Including he moved his house 6 months ago, he changed his residence to a place which was right next to the masjid so that he can go and pray the salawat in the masjid. For that reason, then he was living perfectly well in the house. He moved from that place to this place. We remember the masjid because Mansha Bhai, I went with him once to that very, very good qirat in that masjid. Where the qari is a very good. So, just 6 months ago, he moved. Imagine, why would you move a whole house and everything? But for this, may Allah give him the barakah of this niyat, inshallah. Because one of the seven people who are guaranteed the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment is a person whose heart was attached to the masjid, who did khidmat of the masjid, who looked after the masjid, who used to go and pray regularly in the masjid. People like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are one of the famous hadiths of the seven people, one of them is this. A person whose heart is attached to the masjid. Inshallah, Taqi Bhai was a man like this. So, the point I'm saying is that this is, first and foremost, we say, we make dua for him and we make dua for his family, but it's a big reminder for us to say, how many more reminders do you need before your time comes? Second thing is, as I said when I began, a death of a believer is a time of happiness. The pain of bereavement, definitely. But for the person, this is the day that he was waiting for. This is the day when he meets his Rabb Jalla Jalalu. And what is more joyful than that? The meeting with his Rabb. Somebody you love, somebody you want to meet. His little Khadija, his daughter, she sees me, and if I don't see her one day, I miss her, because not for anything, that is really our own reflection. When I see her, suddenly her face lights up, and she does this with her two fingers. I don't know why, this is her thing, like this. Then she comes running. Just that one, and she comes and, you know, she hugs me and she kisses me, and that keeps me going for the next 24 hours. I mean, wallah, imagine, this is the affection for who? So if somebody who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meeting with his Rabb, what can be happier than that? What can be happier? There is nothing, wallah, Allah is my witness. There is absolutely nothing in this world for which I would like to delay the meeting with my Rabb by even a fraction of a second. There is nothing. There is nothing. There is no human being. There is no thing. There is absolutely nothing on this earth that makes me want to delay the meeting with my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu even for a fraction of a second. Now, for a believer, this is the reality. The meeting with his Rabb is what he has been waiting for his whole life. That is why he was working. That is why he was praying. That is why he was making dhikr. That's why he was doing sadaqat and khairat. Now is the time to collect. So where is the sadness? The time of great rejoicing is Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah that this person died on Iman, inshaAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who dies with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, Jannah is for him, it is written. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about these people in Surah Al-Mu'minun. Allah said, these are the people. Humul warithun. Allah said, they are the wurasa of Al-Firdaus. What is the waris? Waris is what you get in inheritance is yours. It belongs to you. You are getting it. It is not a gift from somebody. You didn't buy it. No, this is yours. Allah said, ulaika humul warithun. These are the people who are the wurasa of Al-Firdaus. And therefore, the way to look at the passing of anybody, we make dua for them, we make dua for their families, but we also remind ourselves and say that this death is not about the person. Alhamdulillah, he is free now. His test is over. And inshallah al-musta'an, he has succeeded. After this, there is no more test for him. Inshallah, there is only Firdaus. The people who still have to go through are we, because we are still alive. Until the last minute, the last moment, we still have the test. We still do not know whether we will pass or fail. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us pass, and we ask Allah to help us. But until that last moment is gone, for Taqi Adarbhai, alhamdulillah, he is clear. But we, so this is a reminder for us to say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to live our lives in such a way that when our time comes, we go with Iman, inshallah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu will then welcome us in the way that he has mentioned. And I have mentioned all that in detail in many lectures, so I won't mention it here. Here we just continue now to make dua for him and his family. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to remember that one day our time will come. And we ask Allah to take us in a state of Iman bil khair. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.